This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
218, we're back. News Talk 830 WCCO. John Hines in for Chad Hartman. Joined on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline by a special guest, Andrew Kramer from Star Tribune, talking a little bit here about the Vikings and what we can hope for, what we might expect this weekend. Andrew, how are you on this day after Thanksgiving? Thanks, by the way, for making yourself available and for giving us a few minutes to talk some Vikings from an insider's perspective. How does that sound?
Of course, John. Thank you for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, so let's talk about a couple of things. I'm sure that you are watching the rest of the league. Josh and I were just talking before you joined the show. We were talking about some of the things that are happening in the NFC North, with the Packers now having somewhat of a resurgence after some stumbles here and there, and the Detroit Lions seeming to be unstoppable with the way that... Now, did you get a chance to catch yesterday's game against the Chicago Bears?
I did, yeah. It was an incredible finish. I see why the Chicago Bears let go of their head coach today.
Yes, there's the other thing, yes. Well, how about that for clock management? When I saw that last play, which turned out to be the last play, I thought it would be the second to the last play, but it turned out to be the very last play. When I saw that unfold, I thought, well, this should take about 6 seconds at the most, and then they can still come back, because that was a third down play, right?
It was, yeah. That was a moment where the coach afterward, who was Matt Eberflus, who was now let go, said after the fact that I didn't want to use my last time out there because we thought we'd throw a pass in bounds and we'd at least get one more play from there. And they used so much time at the line of scrimmage, and the coach just watched it tick away as Caleb Williams then snapped it with 6 seconds left and lofted the pass into the end zone as time runs out. Yeah, it was just one of those things where you see all year, Chicago's got the talent. They should be a better team. And that's the first to go was the offensive coordinator. They fired him a few weeks ago. And while the offense has shown improvement, the team overall has not been able to win these close games. And I think it was just a matter of time for Eberflus in Chicago, and Vikings fans probably wanted him to stay because he made the Bears at least palatable.
Yes. Now, and how about this? Because I am, still hopeful. Will somebody come along and disrupt any of this for the Detroit Lions? I'm looking for them to at least get one additional loss before they face the Vikings again. Is that possibility even being realistic?
It is, because Chicago almost did it. If Chicago could almost do it, I don't see why the Lions couldn't get upset by another competitive team. I haven't looked blow by blow at their schedule, but I do know that this team is beatable. The Vikings took them to the ropes, almost beat them at U.S. Bank Stadium in that 7-point loss in October, and the Vikings are going to catch them again at the end of the season in the season's final game. So that game could have huge implications potentially for the number one overall seed in the NFC, or potentially for the NFC North, if the Vikings are able to catch up on that one game that they trail on them. So you're right. The Vikings need them to lose. There's cracks in the armor. You're seeing that this well-oiled machine certainly can be beaten on any given Sunday, but they're so consistent and so talented that it seems like a lot of things need to go wrong for them to lose a game because of how overwhelming they can be.
Well, that's the thing. I hate to sit there and watch as a enthusiastic fan hoping something goes wrong, because the last I checked, hope is not a strategy. It's just not a good way to go. What is the likelihood of this unlikely season for Sam Darnold to continue going well? Were you stunned at all? I mentioned this before you joined us this afternoon here, chatting with Andrew Kramer from talking some Vikings. But a friend of mine mentioned, he said, were you surprised the Vikings gave up that 11-point lead? It's like, no, not surprised. But I was stunned with a minute 46 to go. The wheels just fell off that wagon. How likely are they to be able to right this ship? Do they know where these problems exist or where they lie? I mean, I know there was a fumble involved, but and they don't plan for that. What are your thoughts on that, Andrew?
Yeah, and they don't plan the other team recovering an onside kick either. And that was a huge swing where the Bears get that final 3 points, really only because the Vikings failed to recover an onside kick that you recover about 98, if not 99% of the time. So there were some fluky things in that game that led to the Bears' comeback, but there were also some consistent weaknesses in the Vikings. And we see on defense, for instance, that teams can throw on them. Quarterbacks who buy time with their legs or get time like the Lions do because of a great offensive line, if you have time, you can find the holes in the secondary. And Brian Flores and this Vikings defense pride themselves on blitzing and attacking the quarterback. And if they're unable to get that quarterback on the ground, it can be problematic for what can happen to their secondary. This is not the youngest secondary. Harrison Smith is 35 years old. Stephon Gilmore is, I think, 34, and he's started every game at corner. You can run, if you can get those guys to run and chase guys around like Caleb Williams and the Bears did, you can make them pay defensively. So we're seeing some similar kind of themes to how the Vikings get attacked.
How much of Danielle Hunter, his absence, is becoming important to the Vikings this year? Are you seeing that? Are you thinking, boy, this could have made a world of difference in this particular case?
You always love a player like Danielle. He's so talented. But how they did it mathematically, or financially, I should say, is they let him go. He signed for $5 million more per year than what they got his replacement for, who's Jonathan Grenard. Jonathan Grenard's been awesome. He had 2 sacks in that game in Chicago. He had that sack in overtime on Caleb Williams that really helped get the ball back and get Sam Darnold a chance to win the game. He's been awesome, and he came at a discount compared to what Danielle got. They used that $5 million extra to go get somebody else, and Andrew Van Ginkle, the Iowa native, who's been awesome for them as well. So
okay.
I do think they would love Danielle, don't get me wrong, but at his price point, it was actually a pretty frugal move for them to go get other guys.
This is why I'm glad I'm talking to you, because you helped to put it into perspective rather than, you know, just the, you know, the for me, the armchair fan who doesn't really have all the ins and outs, the, you know, strikes and gutters and what have you. what's going on there with my apologies to the Big Lebowski. But so what do we think? How do you like the outcome? Should this coming Sunday, or as do we take any given Sunday as not a piece of cake, not a cakewalk? This is far more important than it appears to be on the face of it.
Yeah, the Bears are, they were a good team, don't get me wrong, but the Vikings are now getting into the meat of their schedule. This is really the prove-it time, where you start facing a 6-5 team in the Cardinals. Then you face Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons next week. And then you get the Bears again after that. And then you finish in the flurry against the Seahawks, Packers, and Lions. So this is a relatively tough six-game stretch compared to what they just went through, where it was the AFC South, a bunch of losing teams, the worst team in your division, Chicago. The Cardinals can beat you. Kyler Murray is one of the most dangerous mobile quarterbacks. I just got done talking about how if a quarterback can run around on this team and buy time, you can find plays downfield. And Kyler does that just as well as anybody in the league. So I think the Vikings having this game at home at U.S. Bank Stadium is huge, because you're going to have the crowd noise on your side. You're going to get to slow down their operation a little bit, their communication. That's huge in terms of trying to throw off this playmaking Cardinals offense. So I also think being at home is huge for Sam Darnold, who's coming off two of his best games as a Viking against the Titans and the Bears. And being back at home against a Cardinals defense that, frankly, isn't that great. They don't have a ton of good – we talk about pass rushers. They don't have a ton of good pass rushers. There's not a lot of good individual talent on that defense. I like Sam Darnold's chances of keeping it rolling at home. So to answer your question, yeah, it is a tough opponent, a tougher opponent than they've faced. But I think being back at home might offset some of those differences.
Okay. Now, looking at this going forward, what would be the best case scenario when we get to the end here? Obviously, to win out would be awesome, because that would spell some setbacks for the Packers and the Lions in this particular case. That would be really great for the Vikings, but the likelihood, I don't know. I don't feel that confident about it. Bolster my confidence, if you will, Andrew.
Yeah, winning out would be tough to do, especially as we talk about, they have some tough opponents coming up here. It's a road game at Detroit. It's a road game at Seattle, who just beat the Cardinals last week in a pretty impressive game for the Seahawks. You've got some tough opponents. So I don't think winning out is a realistic situation for the Vikings, but they have built such a lead. They've got like a 2 or 3 game lead in the playoff race right now, that the number one overall seed is not crazy. That if they went 5-1 to finish these 6 games and the Lions go 4-2, you've got the number one overall seed, so long as one of those wins is against Detroit at the end of the year. So I think they're in a spot to chase everything you could ever imagine you'd want, which is home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Now, that requires somebody to step up and beat the Detroit Lions. It also requires you to beat the Detroit Lions at the end of the year. But those are the scenarios that are still in play. And if you would have told me, or if you would have told anybody, that was the case in August with a new quarterback in Sam Darnold, this retooled defense that no one really knows about, you would have signed up for that 10 times out of 10, because it's been an impressive 9-2 start so far, and they've really got everything they could want out in front of them. They need to go win.
Well, looking forward to that, and I know that you'll have, you know, a great positive attitude, positive mental attitude about this when we look at this the next time. Andrew, thanks for – hey, by the way, while you and I were chatting, I know this is a different league and a different bailiwick altogether here, but the Gophers ended up beating the Badgers from Wisconsin to win Paul Bunyan's axe. What do you think, that does that seventh win get them a slightly better ball game than the Poulin Weed Eater Liberty Bowl?
It should. It's too bad Max Brosmer doesn't have any more eligibility left, because boy, it seemed like they found at least a little bit of an answer at quarterback, but I think PJ is going to have to go back to the transfer portal again to find somebody else. But yeah, a seventh win, it's nice. It's been such an up-and-down season for the U, but a seventh win will get you maybe into a Cheez-It bowl as opposed to a Gasparilla, you know, Outback bowl or something.
My favorite was always the Beef O'Brady bowl. And various others. So, Andrew, thanks for the conversation this afternoon here. I appreciate it. Go Vikings. That's what we'll hope for, right?
Absolutely. You too, John. Thanks.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the time.
Take care.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.